Moments after the federal government gave the Menominee the nod, the tribe launched a website. It urges people to contact Governor Walker and persuade him to approve a Kenosha casino. Then the campaign grew into TV ads.
Governor Walker, I know you are an advocate of free enterprise. We are asking you to be fair and to give us a shot at improving our economy.
The casino will bring good jobs to our area and to the state of Wisconsin.
Please contact
Gary
Governor
Bisa
Walker,
leads the Menominee tribe. He says the ads talk about jobs because the governor has promised to create 250,000 of them in 4 years. Right now, he's not on target, while the unemployment rate in Kenosha and Racine hovers at over 8%, above the state average.
We're looking at easily over 5,000 direct and indirect jobs, over 1,400 construction jobs. On average, we would be sending $35 million to the state.
Bisa adds that the Menominee tribe is one of the poorest in the nation. He says profits from a casino could help members become self-sufficient, reducing the need for government services.
People want to see people and families healthy. They want to see people employed. They want to make sure that people have that ability to get off welfare, to have a job, a good healthy, sustaining job.
Governor Walker, how is losing 3,000 jobs in Milwaukee going to move Wisconsin forward?
Plus, that's the other ad you've probably heard. Its sponsor is a group called Enough Already Wisconsin. The ad references Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett's assertion that a casino in Kenosha could cost Milwaukee 3,000 jobs linked to the Pottawatomie Casino. Spokesman Ken Walsh says the loss in revenue could be $150 million.
Quite substantial. Which will have a ripple effect. You know, it's just not going to hurt Pottawatomie. This proposed facility is going to affect all of Milwaukee.
Walsh says every year 6 million people visit the Pottawatomie Casino, many from the Chicago area. He fears a Kenosha venue would shortstop some of those visitors. He says the Menominee's application to the federal government also indicates Kenosha planners would discriminate against Milwaukee workers.
They have a hiring preference for residents of Kenosha and Racine, and Milwaukee County residents are third in line for jobs.
Walsh says the Pottawatomie hasn't decided yet if it will run TV ads. Governor Walker has said he'll make a final decision following a 60-day public comment period. He's also added significant caveats. One is that there be no new net gaming in Wisconsin, so the Menominee might have to close one of its small casinos in Kashina in order to open a new one in Kenosha. Walker's bigger condition is that all 11 tribes approve a new casino. So far, only 8 have expressed support. The other 3 operate popular casinos in Wisconsin. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.